Hi, Dimna. Thank you so much for having us in today. So I am the coordinator of the CARA Autism Support Service. We support autistic adults and I'm part of the National Learning Network. Okay, this is very exciting. I'm sure you've all heard on social media, TV, the radio, that this As I Am initiative has been going for a while, and there's quite a few towns around the country, but we're going to be the first city that's going for it. What we want to achieve through this is a three-year project. We have seven sectors that we're looking at, and we're hoping to get a certain number of percentage of them on board with us to make some small but realistic and meaningful changes that we hope will be lasting forever. And for the individual, whether it's a child or an adult, for them to know what's going on, because I tell you, I feel like a brand new person since I realised. I always knew I didn't fit in quite right. I was always a bit weird, as my friends and cousins would say, even though they accepted me as I am. But it's lovely to know who I am now and the group I belong with. It's a fantastic sense of self.
Hi, Patricia Holton's my name. My background is my son is 25 and on the autism spectrum. And I think challenges in life have brought me to this initiative. As every parent knows, sending your child to school not knowing what their meltdown is going to be or what their day is ahead of them while you're having to go to work is never an easy thing. So that was a struggle. So I'm at the stage where I'm trying to focus on their ability, not their disability.
My name is Mylise Nichleri and I am the mother of a 27-year-old autistic girl. She was only diagnosed at the age of 22. From the minute she was born, really, like when I think of it, you know, talking about head in the sand, you know, people did notice like she was slow at walking, she was slow at talking, but I suppose I didn't want to acknowledge it or just felt, well, that's the way it is. And as Atish was saying, like everybody saying she'll do it in her own time and that, you know, she's grand. And she was one of those very quiet and sort of very good at masking, as girls were. I think statistics were very much that people for a long time thought it only affected boys. When we finally got her diagnosis at the age of 22, in some ways it was a relief. It was a relief for both her and for me, because we were able to say we actually have a name for it now. We know what's wrong. And, you know, she has had so many sort of struggles and challenges in college, in the work environment. And I suppose we've noticed that people just are unaware. And once people become aware, because she would be very much like have an invisible disability, you know. So when people become aware that she actually does have a disability, they just change completely. And I would see this, for me, the most important thing about this initiative is if we can change people's attitudes towards autistic people, that would be a huge achievement. It's only a small thing, but it can make a big difference. It'll make a huge difference. I think it will help greatly. And I think one of the things it will help as well in that people realise that autistic people have huge talents, so much to give, and they tend to be underemployed because they don't do well in interviews, for example, and because they may come across as being slightly odd or whatever, but they have really great talents. They're often underutilised, and I can see it very clearly with my daughter. You know, she's very passionate about early years education and she has a real gift really with children. We shouldn't be looking at this as, oh, we'll make allowances for people who are, you know, have difficulties. We should look at it as, wow, what can we learn from these people? You know, what can this enrich our community and how can we actually make it? Because I think we tend to have this idea normal is the only thing and everything that's not normal is abnormal. But actually, we have such a rich variety of talent that is underutilised. I think we can really have an opportunity to develop this.